Joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is Keith Flood. Keith is Fire Marshal, West Haven Fire Department. He's also chair of the CT Fire Sprinkler Coalition and a member of the Connecticut Code and Standards Committee. And Keith, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Welcome. Thank you for having me today. I appreciate the time in having me and talk about an important issue.
You know, what is really troubling to so many, and you read it in the news all the time, that somebody burns to death. Somebody gets in a fire and they're not properly suited at the house or where they are.
Yeah, exactly. And that's pretty much our point, what we're trying to get across. You know, we had a tragedy back in September in Plainfield, and that was a young child who passed away from a fire in a brand new home. And we feel that could have been handled differently and with a different outcome. So that's pretty much what we're looking for here.
Now, Keith, the Connecticut Code and Standards Committee, you're going to have a meeting on Wednesday of next week on a proposal to bring CT codes up to date by requiring installation of fire sprinklers in all new construction of one- and two-family homes. So talk about that.
Yeah, so what's going to happen is, so the proposal is actually from the opposition, and the proposal is to maintain what we call a Connecticut amendment. So right now, the model code, that the International Residential Code, the 2012 code that we work under right now, and it's been intact since 2009, is that there's supposed to be sprinklers in all new one- and two-family homes. So in Connecticut, we opt, through the Codes and Standards Committee, to make that amendment to remove the model code language to say that they're not needed in those homes. So on Wednesday, we're looking to take, they're going to take a vote to either maintain the current amendment, which actually says that they're not required,
right,
or to vote it into, to make the motion to make the vote to get them back into the code.
Well, we want them.
Absolutely. That,
gotta have them.
That's
goal.
I mean,
who would ever
fire safety is the key here.
Who would suggest something like that?
Well, we have, you know, one opposition is obviously the home builder community, and they have been for a long time, and we understand, you know, some of their points, but they need to understand we're here for fire safety and we're here to make sure people get out of their homes.
Well, why do we need fire sprinklers at homes? Let's start there.
Okay, so what happens is, and it's a little different, so the way buildings were built years ago, like my house down in West Haven, they have dimensional lumber. What's that mean? That means regular 2x4 pieces of wood put together. Now, when they build new homes now, they build them with what we call lightweight construction, truss construction. So all the roof pieces are all manufactured and put together. So they put them in and they're allowed to make an open floor plan unit. So with the building construction, now we're putting in materials into these homes. The materials are made of, they're not made like years ago, like we had cotton. Now, it brings what we call a flashover scenario in less than 3 minutes.
Wow.
So, like in West Haven, we have a great response time, and a lot of departments in the state have great response times to respond to a fire, but we're not getting there in 3 minutes.
Right.
You know, it's just not happening. Mm. And the other factor is we got to remember that Connecticut, 85% of the fire departments are volunteer, and those numbers are dropping. And we're just not getting the volunteers like we used to. And there is a delayed response time with some volunteer communities. It's just that's the nature of the business.
How about other states? What's happened in other states with this?
So the biggest state that adopted full compliance with the code is California. California, 100%, any new construction, sprinklered, that's it. End of story. Maryland's another state that have done it. And we've had other states that have done local municipalities, allowed local municipalities to do it. So there are other states that have done this, but there's a lot of states that have been blocked by the home builder community and the legislature.
Well, Chief Flood, how are you going to get it through here? What do you think your chances are in Connecticut?
So one of the things that the Codes and Standards Committee asked us to do as a sprinkler group was to, we did a report in 2011, and the questions were a little muddled, so they asked us, redo this report, get some good answers for us, and then we'll see what we can do. We did that. We presented it to the Codes and Standards Committee, and I think we kind of swayed some people's thinking into, hey, this is not a bad idea. I think we can get through this. I think we can get it adopted, get the marketplace in place, and then get the cost, which is a big factor, kind of lowered in the state through that process. I think we have a pretty good shot, and I'm hoping to get this passed.
Talking with West Haven Fire Marshal Keith Flood, who was a committee member, and again, on Wednesday, the Connecticut Code and Standards Committee will vote on a proposal to bring CT codes up to date by requiring installation of fire sprinklers in all new construction of one- and two-family homes. Do we know about the cost involved when a sprinkler is included in construction?
Yeah, so what we did was we kind of polled some sprinkler fitters throughout the state, and what we've gotten was a little bit of everything. So, you know, there's no doubt that there's other numbers in there, but what we've gotten is a price of $2 a square foot. So if you take a 1,500 square foot house, which is a normal size, you know, single family home in Connecticut, we're roughing that at about $3,000 to sprinkler that house. Now it could be more. And it could be less, depending on, you know, we have some issues with water purveyors and costs on that end. But those costs seem to be minimal from the research that we've done. So we're, you know, that's pretty much where we're at.
Is that primarily the reason, do you think, that they don't want the sprinklers?
Cost is the major reason why we get the opposition to having the sprinklers.
Do we know if a homeowner might be able to save on homeowner's insurance if there's sprinklers in a house?
So that was one of the other aspects of our report that we did, and we did get three. We had Allstate that we looked at. We had State Farm, and the cost savings range anywhere between 5% to 20%. So, you know, that in respect, you also have to think about another thing. So people buy a house, they're paying for that house over 30 years, right? So if you take that cost that you're to install the sprinklers and you take it over a 30-year period, it really is manageable in the if you base it and put it right into the mortgage versus saying, hey, you know, that house is going to be $250,000. If we put sprinklers in, it's going to be $200,000, and, you know, we're getting people telling them there it's going to be $265,000. You know, so you got a bit put things into perspective and how they're paid for over time.
Do we know how much sprinklers in a home save lives and property?
Absolutely. So the thing is, how do you get out of the house? So years ago, we started with smoke alarms, right? And smoke alarms were a big money, big ticket item, and no one wanted it because it cost $4,100 to put in. Now they're minimal, right? You can go to Walmart, get a smoke alarm for $2, $3, right? So we put the smoke alarm in. That's an early warning device. So the smoke alarm activates. Now, if you hear it while you're sleeping, now you need to make a decision. From that decision, you need to figure out whether or not you're going to be able to get out of the house. With the sprinkler system, with the smoke alarm, there's an 80% chance of getting out of a home in a house fire.
Wow.
With just the smoke alarm alone, statistics, and we did the research through National Fire Protection Association, is a 50% chance. So you have a 50% chance with just a smoke alarm and an 80% chance with the smoke alarm and a sprinkler system. Which one would you want?
You know, there's no question. You know, Chief, as you listen to you here this morning, and there have been that we've seen on television a couple of big, big fires in homes, and people hurt too.
Yeah.
And again, I would think that the investment was not that much in the long run, as you explained it, to have the safety for my family.
Absolutely, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for to get people out of the homes and make a safe building. Listen, we want to build buildings in Connecticut, but we want to build them so they're safe. We want to build them so that people are going to, if there's a fire, you're going to get out of the house. Listen, we're not taking away jobs. We're not taking away firemen. There's still work for the firemen to do once they get there. The fire, the sprinkler system is designed to keep the fire in check and to suppress it to a certain amount so that you are able to get out. And it gives you a longer ability and a longer time frame to get out of the house. That's the basis of it.
Talking with West Haven Fire Marshal Keith Flood, have you investigated fires where you've said, if only there was a sprinkler system installed here?
Every fire I go to, I say the same thing. If there was a sprinkler system installed here, we wouldn't have this much damage. You know, I've investigated fatal fires, and it's just sad when you have to go and you know, you're giving bad news to a loved one when it doesn't need to be that way. We have the technology. There's no reason in the United States of America overall, never mind Connecticut, but in the United States overall, why are we still killing people in house fires when we have the technology to put into the homes to make the people safe? Yes, if you do the cost-benefit analysis, it's never going to be in our favor because a lot of, you know, people don't die every single day. But to have that safety factor, whether or not there's a fire, what's better than that?
Well, and again, I think you would get it back on. You did some analysis. You'd get it back some anyway on the homeowner's insurance and even the resale of the house. So
absolutely,
I would think there's got to be benefits in those
two
areas.
Resale of the house, absolutely, Dan. You're right. You're right, Dan.
Yeah, it's got to the resale. It's got to bring the value of your home, you know, up. No matter what you think about. Mm-hmm. You know, you put a lawn sprinkler system in. You put air conditioning in. You put. You know, we have the builders are giving, you know, wall-to-wall carpets and granite countertops. Well, if you take the granite countertop out, it pays for the sprinkler system.
There you go.
Game over.
Yeah.
Right?
So what can people do who are in support of this? What can they do in order to see this thing adopted?
So what we're asking people to do is the vote is on Wednesday. Call the state of Connecticut. Call the state building department. Call the state fire marshal's office. Call the codes and standards committee. If you know somebody on that committee, call them and say, hey, listen, we're in support of this. You know, why are we not making Connecticut safer? Why are we not installing these systems in all new construction, one and two family homes in Connecticut? And that's what we're asking people to do.
Mm-hmm. And right now, it's not mandated again. Is that correct?
Right now, it's not mandated in the code in the state of Connecticut.
And this vote, if it goes a certain way, would mandate it? Is that right? It would have to go through other processes
as
well?
Yeah, so the process is, one, if this vote were to be a positive for our cause and institute that language into the code, then from then, it would have to get passed by the full Codes and Standards Committee, which normally happens anyway if they take advantage of the Code Amendment Subcommittee votes. And then it would have to go through a process of the Reg Review Commission in the state of Connecticut. And there could be some attacks at that point, but that's...
So this is the first step,
in other
words.
This is the first step.
And it's a subcommittee vote?
This is a subcommittee vote, and then it gets passed to the full Codes and Standards Committee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Chief, just great to have you here today, especially.
No, and I appreciate it.
A good time. Fire Marshal, West Haven Fire Department, a chair of the CT Fire Sprinkler Coalition.
And this is, again, going to be a big vote on Wednesday. Where's the meeting? In Hartford?
It's in Hartford, yep, 450 Columbus Avenue.
Okay. And, again, people can call the State Fire Marshal's office?
Sure, if they're in support and, you know, you feel that you can make a difference by giving a call and call the State Fire Marshal and say, hey, you know, we're in favor of it.
All right.
Thank you, Chief, for coming by.
No, I appreciate it again. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Having me.
You're welcome. You bet.